Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. Look who's in the house. B-B-Shay.
What's going on?
Biggie said you were too bougie for Aldi.
I don't know who told him that.
That's not true, he said.
That's his impression. Do you need to rebut?
No, I like shopping at nice places, but I'm not above Aldi.
You like Aldi?
Yeah.
I don't picture you've ever been, though. You've never mentioned Aldi.
I go to Aldi quite a bit, actually.
Do you?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
What do you like about Aldi? I used to go to Aldi quite a bit.
Yeah, no, the cheap food, which is, you know, a big plus. Yes. I think more people should take their, follow in their footsteps with the sitting down cashiers.
Uh-huh.
And the fact that they don't bag makes the checkout process super quick.
Way easy.
It's a lot easier.
You can only use a debit card, though. There's no credit cards at Aldi.
True, yeah.
You can only use your debit. And you're right. You do not bag. You take it yourself and go bag it somewhere else.
I've been to an Aldi once.
It had to be by mistake.
Flex.
No, it's not a mistake. This is back in the day, Biggie. And I think you may have heard the story, B-B-Shay. You probably have not. But back in the day, we used to exchange Christmas gifts here on the show.
We dispensed of that about 10 years ago.
We can do it now. It's less expensive.
Well, yeah. We're not going to include B-B-Shay. Yeah, No, of course not. Let's go back to that this year.
Yeah.
Okay.
But like, you know, I would give Chris Kelly a car wash coupon.
For fun.
Yeah, and I would get, and one time I knew Kelly was going to Aldi regularly, so I wanted to go to Aldi to get him a gift card. Well, I wander into the store that's not, you know, there's only one kind of on our side of town, and I wandered around, looked like a set of a zombie movie. Customers, and I couldn't find a single employee who worked there.
Yeah.
Not one.
And
they don't have gift cards.
No, they won't.
No.
They ain't going to sell you a gift card.
So I walked out not spending a penny.
I used to buy the Aldi brand stuff and thought, this is passable. You know, this will work.
It's acceptable
food.
Yeah,
you know, like normally how they would have like Goldfish, they've got gold whales.
Exactly.
Stuff like that.
Exactly.
You know, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, they got, you know, cinnamon crispy bites, stuff like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
And good enough.
It's good. It's fine. It passes.
Just
it's cheap.
Skirting the edge of copyright infringement.
Yeah.
That's what. Now, Amazon has started, and this is a quote, saying, we are selling grocery items of reasonable quality. This is
This is
mediocre quality because food prices are so high.
Thanks a lot, Kamala.
So, you get reasonable quality stuff for less expensive because they're losing to Walmart and Aldi. Yeah. Aldi was mentioned in
is
the
Is this
article.
Steak? It's meat.
No.
3D printed meat.
Who are you asking? I mean, we don't say steak.
Any animal can make a steak.
True.
Are there steaks spelled like S-T-A-K-E?
Try one of our steaks.
It's good. That's good stuff.
Uh-huh.
We were just talking about pizza, too. Somebody did a test, and I think you'd be able to weigh in on this, too. What's your favorite frozen pizza brand?
Mm.
And do you do a lot of frozen
pizza? Yeah, I like a Red Baron frozen pizza.
I like a Red Baron. Yeah. Well, but Paul Newman's my favorite.
He's got a good one, too.
Yeah, it's a fine product. Somebody did a test on how long you can leave pizza out and not have to worry about germs and bacteria on the pizza.
You mean pizza, restaurant pizza?
Either one.
Or once it's cooked.
Like if you bring home or you order a pizza from Papa John's or Domino's or whatever, how long can you leave it sitting out without having to worry about being sick? And the answer was surprising to me. 6 hours. You can leave it out 6 hours without having to worry too much. They went inside the numbers, but now once they got to about 7, 8, certainly 12 hours, too much bacteria.
We found about 2,600 cells per gram of pizza. Fairly low level of microbes were present on that pizza. Things like fresh produce and fresh fruits can have anywhere from 1,000 to maybe 10,000 cells per gram on them. So what we see here is that even if we had it sit out for 6 hours, that still seems to be relatively low risk.
Pizza's okay. You wanted to comment on this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You telling me you think I'm going to put that pizza away after 6 hours? Six hours? No, I mean, part of the fun is that you get pizza, you get drunk, and then 12 hours later, you wake up and the pizza's still laying out there.
On the table.
And you go, oh, thank God I didn't finish that. And you grab a slice and you eat it and you pass back out. Mm-hmm. Now you're hungover.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Pizza has no shelf life.
Well, she says 6 hours.
She's wrong.
She says six.
She's wrong.
She did seem to have a scientific background.
She's wrong.
She's wrong. Leave the pizza out.
I will say the drunk rediscovery of the pizza is one of the best parts of the night.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I forgot
there's still slices.
Forgot
we had the pizza. Yeah. There's pizza left.
I thought I ate all this earlier. Yeah.
Yes. No, it's still out there, and you can have. You know my story about Chicago, when Kristen and I went to Chicago and had that Chicago pizza. A low moment for me, certainly. We were there.
The midnight pizza feeding.
Yes. We were there, and we had ordered. We were splitting a room. We were sharing a room at the hotel.
But it had a mini fridge.
Yes. Mm. And
a sitting area.
Yes. So it had a sitting area and like two bedrooms. And so we ordered deep dish Chicago pizza, which was delivered to the room. And it was Giordano's pizza. It was delicious. So we get one. And of course, Chris Dim says, this pizza's so thick, I can barely have a slice. And so I have to go, oh, you're so right.
I couldn't eat another bite.
But naturally, I wanted to house my whole part of it, you know. So we ate about half of it. I'm still like, God, I want more of that pizza. But in order to seem, you know, classy.
Like you have some couth.
Right,
yeah.
I said, oh, God, you're right. I can never, never. So Christian says, that's breakfast in the morning. Yes, exactly. Well, good night. Okay. Pizza goes in mini fridge. In the night at about 1 a.m.
One of the best sleeps you've ever had, though, too, I bet. That deep dish laying thick. Oh.
But then the next morning comes, and Chris Dim says, I'm going to have some of that. Yeah.
Time for breakfast.
Thank God we had some of that pizza left.
Well, I left, like, you know, a bite.
I mean, maybe half a crust.
Oh, yeah. There's like nothing in there. But I put it back in the fridge, and he's like, is that all the pizza we had? Man. And I said, we must have eaten more of that than I thought we did. He knew. Of course, yeah.
Of course.
That's like 3 pounds of cheese. Yeah.
That was a low moment.
Yeah.
It was very thick.
We failed our audition that day later, too.
We did. We had an audition for a television show.
Oh, wow.
And I bombed it because it was late. It was laying thick
late
on my
chest. Late night snack. Yes. Yeah.
And I went down to the buffet and had breakfast after having all that pizza.
Yeah, it was Courtyard by Marriott.
Yeah, it was. It was a nice breakfast. God darn dog. And I just didn't expect. I don't know why. I was going to only have a little slice, but once I got started, my God, hovering over it, you know, on the sink.
There was a TV in that extra room, too, so I don't know if you even turned on.
You probably turned on. Probably did.
ESPN.
Probably watched Sports Center. Low moment.
Eating cold pizza.
Low moment.
I get it.
I know. I knew
you'd been there.
I knew you'd commiserate with me.